The Lexington Farmers Market Report on WUKY is brought to you by Kentucky American Water, committed to providing water and wastewater services to customers in portions of 14 counties, and making ongoing investments in water system infrastructure to support safe, reliable service. Learn more at KentuckyAMWater.com. Hello and welcome to Kentucky American Water's Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WKY. What is happening over there at the Lexington Farmers Market?
Well, we are gearing up for back to school here in Fayette County. All the school children are back at it. And if in the surrounding areas not back, they'll be starting soon. And so let's talk about ways you can bring local abundance to the snack time of your kiddos. One of the things that I really like is the traditional things, like you can get celery and carrots. That's always the first thing. It's easy. Very few people that have allergies to those, so toss it into a lunchbox or a Ziploc bag and send it to school that way. Last week we talked about squash and cucumber. Slice some of those and get ranch powder. You can have that in a separate little container, and the kids can take their zucchini and squash and dip it into the ranch powder. It's sort of like a fun little activity, and they get the ranch flavoring, and hopefully they'll eat all of the cucumbers or squash. We have jerkies as well, and so that's not something that you typically think about being able to buy at a farmer's market, but we have beef jerky and mushroom jerky. That's always a nice snack. As the grocery store prices continue to skyrocket on those items, you can get locally grown, locally prepared beef jerky. It's a great after-school snack. You don't have to worry about refrigerating or keeping it cooled. It's really good and versatile. We do have vendors and farmers that are growing produce and then freeze-drying them. Something like strawberry that's been freeze-dried. You can also get dehydrated squash chips. Really crunchy, really good, and don't have to be refrigerated. You're supporting local farmers, and you aren't getting all of that potatoes and oil from everything that gets everything greasy. Popcorn or granola, that's another big one. You do have to be cognizant about different schools have different requirements and limitations on, can this product have nuts, or can my child bring XYZ. And so that's another good thing. You can talk to the vendors and say, I really love your granola mix, but I need something that is nut-free for school. Have you ever thought about making a nut-free version so that I could give it to my child for school? And they might have that available, or they might be willing to work with people in the community to make sure that that's an option.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about all the things happening back to school over at the Lexington Farmers Market.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us for the Lexington Farmers Market Report, brought to you by Kentucky American Water. And we'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY.
We also have vendors that make pre-prepared meals. You can just throw in the microwave. That maybe is more for the parents. It's really hard to get your kids on a bus at 6:30 a.m. You want to make sure that you're also feeding yourself. So if you need to get a breakfast bowl that you just throw in the microwave with lots of locally grown products, make sure that you're thinking of yourself too, because you don't want to be hangry when it comes to school pickup line at 3:30 or 4 o'clock. You want to set yourself up for success too.
If you're coming as a family to the Lexington Farmers Market, what kind of things do you have for kids that are sort of educational?
We're wrapping up our Power of Produce summer kids education program right now, but we always have interactive things that people can do, scavenger hunts. Stop by the information booth and see what activities are available for your kid this week.